There's a disconnect for Indiana manufacturers between available manufacturing jobs and people with the skills needed to fill them. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney reports, companies and schools in Batesville, Indiana, say they've stumbled onto their own solution.
Brett Hofer knows all too well the problem with hiring for manufacturing jobs.
We post the positions for like some of our technical trade positions, and it would be really hard to find somebody that had those skills and could come in right away.
Hofer is the safety and training coordinator at a metal stamping company, Batesville Tool and Die. It employs about 400 Batesville residents. They mainly produce auto parts, and as technology evolves, the job requires more computer skills.
If they're having a problem with a part, if something's not to spec, they have to be able to get in there and find out, okay, what's causing this? Why is this doing this? And then from there, make the adjustments to the pieces.
Statewide, there are more of these technical trade positions than people trained to fill them. So leaders at Batesville Tool and Die spearheaded an effort to create their own workforce in town.
We said, okay, well, let's start creating almost like a feeder system. So working with the schools, we were able to have the 17, 18-year-old students start coming in and seeing our facility, then potentially getting them kind of a head start into the training for some of our technical trade positions.
Batesville High School, the local Ivy Tech campus, and a few Batesville manufacturing companies created a new program for high school juniors and seniors. Students split their school days between required high school classes and manufacturing classes at Ivy Tech. Eventually, they intern with a local manufacturing company doing entry-level work, all before they graduate. The hope is that both student and employer will want to continue the working relationship. That's exactly what happened with Caleb Pearson and his boss, Joe Meyer. Meyer and Pearson walk me through the floor of the wood shop at Heartwood Manufacturing, the company Meyer started and leads as CEO.
Have you ever been in a wood shop?
Not like this.
Any kind? No.
I love the smells, though.
Everybody does.
We walk out onto the big and loud assembly floor. Employees cut wood on large machines, and furniture sits on the floor in various stages of completion.
All these cabinets, like if you want to step over here.
Pearson shows me a set of cabinets he designed. It will be shipped to a hospital in another part of the state.
We did, so on this job in particular, we went up, we met with the project manager of the hospital, measured all the rooms, they gave us the drawings of what they wanted, and then me and him designed everything on the computer.
Pearson is 19, and he learned the computer technology he used to design these cabinets in the Batesville High School program.
So before I was in this program, I really had no idea what manufacturing was. I probably would have thought that it was standing in a dark factory, not moving for 8 hours a day, just moving apart from one conveyor belt to the other. I thought it actually sounded pretty boring.
At the beginning of high school, Pearson thought he wanted to be an engineer. But after seeing firsthand what manufacturing jobs looked like,
I realized that I didn't actually want to be an actual engineer. I wanted to do something more along the lines of designing stuff, but still be able to do the hands-on stuff.
Which is exactly what he does now at Heartwood. He interned with the company his last year of high school, and when he graduated, he took a full-time job as a designer. And this is becoming the participating company's preferred way of hiring. Meyer, Pearson's boss, says it's more effective.
For us, it's sort of an extended job interview over a two-year period. Without a program like this, we spend a lot of time in the hiring and firing process.
This is the fifth year of the program with two graduating cohorts. So far, the school district says of the 10 students who have graduated, around 75% are employed by manufacturing companies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.